How old were you when you came to England?
I was 3 and a half. My brother was 6 and a half. And I remember a very awkward occasion in a nursery school when I couldn't speak a word of English and couldn't even ask to go to the toilet. And I won't tell you what happened. I was glad to get home and vowed never to go there again. But later on, we soon joined in with everything that was going on. And we were bombed out in London. My father was interned on the Isle of Man along with enemy aliens. That's a whole chapter in itself. And then we moved to Manchester, where the bombing was equally fierce. With the help of the... I don't know if you want to hear about this, the Morrison shelter, the table shelters. We had a huge one which occupied our living room, and it was covered with a blanket, and we did our homework there, we played on it, we slept underneath it, we hid there during air raids. It was a wonderful thing. And those were the war years we spent up there, not really, really aware of what was happening to my father's family. We sensed a lot of anxiety, but he tried not to let it spill over onto us. It was, now looking back, I think it was quite marvellous that we didn't get to feel these anxieties, these horrors that were going on. Until afterwards, we understood afterwards why he was so ill at the end of the war, when he knew that they had all perished.
Tell me about your secondary education.
Well, I got a scholarship to Bury Grammar School for Girls, which was a lovely school in a mill town, and it was a marvellous time there. And I loved sport, and I was games captain, and played everything, and mainly tennis. And I did a lot of tournament tennis.
When did your interest in medicine develop?
My brother entered medical school, and all along my father thought that girls should have a sheltered life and said, "Don't worry about your exams. If necessary, you can just go to the just to do some botany or something to do with sewing and cooking, domestic occupations." But they could see that I wasn't going to do that, and I decided I would do what my brother had done. And also, my father's brother was a doctor, a radiotherapist, who had studied in Florence also, and he was now a radiotherapist in this country. And so medicine seemed a good choice. I was interested in the biological sciences, not very good at physics. My brother got me through that, and my father helped me with the chemistry, and I just took to medical course. And I hadn't even applied to St Hilda's. I was going to go to Manchester University. But the dean said that I was too young and I would have to apply the following year. And the following year, my brother suggested I should apply to St Hilda's, and I did. And to my surprise, because there were not many people going from northern schools at that time, I got a place. And I was very happy with that.